to Just a Minute. Hello there, Sue Perkins here, and as the minute waltz fades away, what an absolute delight it is to welcome you again to Just a Minute. First, let me introduce you to the delightful people who will be playing Just a Minute this week. They are Paul Merton, Lucy Porter, Ishan Akbar and Angela Barnes. Please whoop and cheer and go nuts for all four of them. In time-honoured fashion, I'm going to ask them to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating. So let us begin. And we'll start with you, Paul, if we may. And your subject is jet lag. What can you tell us about jet lag for 60 seconds within the rules of just a minute, starting now?
I think the first time I experienced jet lag was about the worst. I was travelling from London to Sydney, stopping off at Athens, in the company of 100 Boy Scouts from Liechtenstein. Now, Liechtenstein's endowment of Boy Scouts. Oh, dear.
Well, Lucy, you buzzed.
But I really want to know what happened with the Boy Scouts from Liechtenstein. Well. Hesitation would be
there was a hesitation indeed. It's a correct challenge.
Yes.
You have the subject of jet lag, Lucy. 45 seconds remaining, starting now.
Jet lag can be avoided by simply holidaying in the UK or attempting to holiday abroad by going from different airports in Britain because there are no...
Paul.
Did we have holiday twice?
Yes.
Holidaying.
I thought holidaying and holiday.
Oh, yes, I wasn't really listening,
holidaying.
To be honest.
So, incorrect challenge, Paul. You get to keep the subject of jet lag. 35 seconds, please, Lucy. Your time starts now.
I was once in Luton with some Austrian guides and we had a spectacular time singing songs from the campfire. I find that I can avoid jet lag by simply being quite old and napping all the time anyway. It doesn't matter what time zone I'm in, I will always find myself napping about... Yes.
Oh, Angela.
Sorry, repetition of napping.
Double napping.
I need a nap right now, that's the problem.
Now we want to know about the Austrian guides. Where, when, how will this end? 14 seconds, it was a correct challenge, Angela, so we're with you. Just to remind you, the subject is jet lag, and it starts now.
Until I first experienced jet lag, I didn't believe it was actually a thing. I thought it was something people said they had so that they could tell you about their holidays. Oh, I've got terrible jet lag. Really? How come? Well, I've just got back from travelling. Oh, I wish I'd never asked.
Well done, Angela. Speaking as the whistle went means you get the point. You also have the next subject, and it is the Great Fire of London. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, says the...
Too soon.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the Great Fire of London in 60 seconds, Angela, starting now?
I presume the Great Fire of London, of which we are speaking in this game, is the one that took place on the 2nd of September 1666 and not 1996 when I bought some hair straighteners from a market in Peckham.
Paul.
Repetition of six.
Oh!
Well, yes.
God, that's
Hang
good.
On. So 16, 60, six. And then 19, when were you? Was that?
1996.
There, he's absolutely right, yeah. You see. And that means you get, of course, the subject, which is the Great Fire of London. You've got 44 seconds remaining, and your time starts now.
The Great Fire of London has never been blamed on 100 Boy Scouts from Liechtenstein. They were nowhere near the area. The capital flames licked high towards the sky, and in various bakers came running out and said, pointing to their ovens, "It wasn't me. These Baps are seen up. They're very rising. They're look at that. And over there, I've got a loaf." And it seems that the Great Fire of London was recounted by Samuel Pepys in his diary, who wrote one morning, "Woke up, very hot, big light, look out the window, Great Fire in London." That was the end of the entry for that particular date. Many people say that the Great Fire in London was followed immediately by the Great Water Fountain of London, which came several years later, but in fact there was no connection between the two. Let me take you back to the male equivalent of the girl guides I mentioned earlier. There was about a ton of them walking around and they suddenly thought to themselves, "If we rubbed you..."
And that, my friends, was history. Beautifully done, Paul, speaking as the whistle went. You get the point. Now, Ishan, let's see what we have in store for you. This is wonderful. My singing voice. 60 seconds without hesitating, deviating, repeating on my singing voice starting now.
I often post videos on social media of me singing, and it surprises people that I have such a beautiful angelic voice. It was cultivated over many years, first in Bangladesh when I was a 6 or 7 year old, and my uncle at the time, I saw you looking at my uncle at the time.
I was deep into that biography, my friend. But Paul, a challenge.
Two uncles.
Yeah, it was a pair of uncles there, which in the normal run of things is completely fine. In fact, very customary, but not in this game. Correct challenge, Paul. You get the subject. 42 seconds on my singing voice. Any time starts now.
My singing voice goes something like this. I've been doing just a minute now since 1988, and I think it is a joy. I have never really been late. I often turn up early here in the studio, and that's a word that's hard to rhyme, so diddly-dudly-o.
Now, this is going to be interesting.
That.
Okay, Lucy, you're challenged.
I mean, crimes against music. No, it was beautiful. You have the voice of an angel.
Tone deaf angel.
Lucifer. The fallen. Yeah. Yeah.
So the diddly-diddly.
Yes, it was a diddly-diddly.
Absolutely.
It was possibly a diddly-iddly. So I'm going to side with you in this instance, Lucy, and say correct challenge. 23 seconds remaining on my singing voice starting now.
My singing voice will not make you rejoice. It's not as nice as Paul's. It rings through all the halls and people say, no, stop singing. We hate you, you cow. Why don't you stop singing now? And I...
This round has taken a turn. Angela, please.
I don't know if it's within the rules of just a minute, but I just wanted it to stop.
It was such a complex brew of weird sort of Rex Harrison speak singing with a huge overlay of self-loathing that I wanted to interrupt.
You've come out top there because your voice has been compared to Rex Harrison. Mine was compared to Lucifer.
You've never heard Lucifer sing, though. He can really carry a tune, Paul.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
All right. So your challenge within the rules of just a minute?
Hesitation, sort of. But I don't... It's probably not.
Do you know what? No.
No.
But I liked your challenge, so I agree with you. There needed to be a break to it because it was becoming painful. So I will give you the point. But it was not a correct challenge within the rules of just a minute. So you get to keep the subject, Lucy. Buckle in, everyone. She's got 4 seconds, so at least the damage is limited. And your time starts now.
It turns out my singing voice is great. I will carry on and never hesitate.
Lucy was singing as the whistle went. Got the point. Well done. And we're still with you. We're back with you, Lucy, because you've got the subject now. It's skimming stones. Oh. What can you tell us without, I hope, reverting to music? What can you tell us in 60 seconds about skimming stones? Your time starts now.
Skimming stones, I think, is a terrible idea. You should always have full fat stones and to hell with the diet. Skimming stones is a pastime, like playing conker, so it's probably been banned by the tofu-eating wokarati here at Radio 4. You can't even lob a rock at a child's head without somebody saying health and safety, it's all gone mad. Skimming stones can be performed on a lake or the sea or the river.
Angela.
Repetition of all the.
Oh, that's a tight
that
challenge.
Me?
Lucy, however, a much more experienced player of the game, so we'll hold her just to... In this instant, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Angela. But it was a crisp challenge from you. I think we can usually let the smaller words. We can let people off. 30 seconds, so you've halved the goal, and your subject, Angela, is skimming stones starting now.
Skimming stones is one of those things that people spend a long time learning to do, and it's a complete waste of effort, like learning the Rubik's Cube or maths.
Oh. Lucy...
Learning.
There was a pair of learnings. Two
and
learnings.
Also, learning the Rubik's Cube is not a waste of time.
you tell yourself that, Lucy. Yeah.
When I'm not singing, I'm just doing a Rubik's Cube.
Just
that's
cubing.
My life.
You've got it back. That's a correct challenge, Lucy. 18 seconds on skimming stones, starting now.
Skimming stones is best performed using plates of slate. very flat ones. I personally cannot do that. But if I am in a restaurant and they dare to serve me a meal upon those annoying rocks, I shall know next time to simply...
I do hate it when food is served on annoying rocks. Well, listen, you were speaking as the whistle went. Well done, Lucy. We come to the end of that round. Let's have a look at some scores. Fairly tightly bunched. Ishan, you are in fourth, but closely followed by Paul, then Angela, with Lucy up front. But all to play for as we enter round two. Angela, falling asleep on the train. What can you tell us on that subject? 60 seconds starts now.
The main danger of falling asleep on the train is missing your stop. The last one of these terminal points on my journey is Bedford, so that's no good to anybody. Falling asleep on the train is something that can be prevented by always travelling with 100 Boy Scouts from Liechtenstein. They tend to make enough noise to prevent the dozing off.
Paul.
Actually, they're surprisingly quiet. You really wouldn't know they were there. You really wouldn't.
I enjoyed the challenge. I minded because Angela's not played so much to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
Angela, 35 seconds starting now.
Falling asleep on the train is something fraught with problems, as it never occurs that you're demure when you are falling asleep on the train like they are in the films. It's always accompanied with snoring or drool. If you fall asleep on the train in some countries, people will wake you up and tell you to stop it. But in this...
Lucy.
So sorry, but stop came up earlier. I tell you to
yes, it
here.
Did. It came up in your first iteration, the first time you had it.
Sorry,
that is what is fiendish.
Wow.
You can groan all you like, but we ain't changing the rules for you. It's a correct challenge, Lucy. What can I say? 15 seconds. Well listened to.
Wow.
You get the subject now, which is falling asleep on the train, and your time starts now.
When I'm falling asleep on the train, I love it if the person next to me is also falling asleep, because then it's the closest I get to a one-night stand. If we both wake up at the same time, I want to say, darling, coffee, or maybe something more. But I do not do that.
Congratulations, Lucy. You were speaking as the whistle went. You get the point. Ishan, what do we have for you? Ah, living with your parents.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this. You've got 60 seconds, my friend, without hesitating, repeating or deviating, to tell us about living with your parents starting now.
It was a real surprise to everyone when I turned up to their house to live with their parents. They weren't expecting me to be there, but I was, and I wanted to do it because I wanted to give back to the community. I think over the last few years, this has become a bit of a modern phenomenon, more and more younger people.
Oh.
My parents will not let me live with them today after this.
Paul.
Well, it was more and more.
It was more and more,
it
yeah.
It was hard to avoid that one, yeah. It was more and more. But we may well return to you. Paul, you made the successful challenge. You get the subject. You get it in 42 seconds, starting now.
Living with your parents is fine when you're around 5, 6 years old. But when you get into your teens, it becomes a bit embarrassing. Your voice gets a little deeper. You go a little taller. And you say to your parents, look, I want to have my own life now. And they say, you can't because you're only 14 years old. You can't be allowed to go out into the world. You're still a youngster. Look at all those devils that are out there. People who sing like Lucifer. Don't ever go to Liechtenstein. It's full of Boy Scouts. You won't. No, they're there because they're extremely quiet, but nevertheless, they will creep up on you. There's 100 of them. They gather in groups, and you say, no, I don't understand that. Listen, Mum and Dad, I want to stay living with you forever. And indeed, I did till I was about 24 because I didn't have many prospects in life. I worked at the civil service for a while. I lived in a bedsit, and I would...
Paul took the subject and ran with it. Spoke as the whistle went and got the point. Well done. Lovely Lucy, back with you now. The subject for you is why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter. 60 seconds starting now.
Why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter is probably because of my knees and my ankles and my thighs.
Paul.
As I've not yet challenged on very small words.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were a lot of my's.
And my. You get that one, Paul. Yes, absolutely. I think everyone now has had their chance to nitpick the smaller things, but that was correct. 52 seconds remain, Paul. And just to remind you, why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter. That's your topic, and it starts now.
Well, I rather resent this subject. I still hold the record for the 400 metres.
Angela, you buzzed.
There was a hesitation.
Absolutely.
Correct challenge, Angela. Well done. You've got the subject, which is why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter, and your time, which is 47 seconds, starts now.
Why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter is that I very much have the body of a shot putter. My husband is the runner in the family. He does ultra marathons. He said to me one day, you should try running, so I left him. He suggested there was an app I could download to help me that's called Couch to 5K. He said it shows you how you could run that distance in 9 weeks. I said, you cheeky bugger, even I can run so many. Pretty sure you can't say bugger on Radio 4.
Especially not twice. No. That's used up all the buggers. Oh no! Paul, you challenge.
A repetition of bugger. Oh, I could do a repetition of run, if that
yeah,
helps.
Yeah, let's run. I'll take that one. Yes, indeed. So you get it back, and I feel bad, because once again, you're having to defend your championship 400-metre record. There you go.
Yes, well...
Pearls before swine, my friend. Why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter, starting now.
There was one race that I ran when I was about 9 years old. I was competing against three other boys from the school, and I started off being the last to set off. And as I started to run, I realised I was catching them up.
Oh. Mm. Oh, it was a repetition of started.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Andrew, it's a correct challenge. You've got 7 seconds on why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter. Let's hear it. And none of your potty mouth, please. Honestly, 7 seconds starting now.
Why I didn't make it as a professional sprinter is largely down to the footwear. I just didn't have the right trainers.
Well, that's the end of the round, and we come now to the all-important scores. Ishan, slightly trailing.
No way.
Your time will come, my friends. Angela's in third, Lucy just ahead in second, and marginally out in front in first place, Mr. Paul Merton. And we begin round three with you, Paul.
Right.
And your subject is slicked back hair. You speak for 60 seconds about hesitating, repeating or deviating on slicked back hair. Starting now.
Dracula's got slicked back hair, as played by Bela Lugosi and Christopher Lee. They both revelled in the undead one's slicked back hair. Macassar is stuff that men used to put on their hair. It was an oily kind of substance, and you would find on the back of armchairs a material called anti-macassar that was there to stop the aforementioned oily thing leaking all over the thing you sit on.
Ishan, you buzzed.
Was there a repetition of oily?
It was double oily, yes.
Oh. Did I say oily?
There was oily kind of residue, and then there was...
Oh, right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well done.
So, what happened was Sue actually mouthed it, and I thought, right, this has got to be it.
I mouthed it to myself, thank you. You shouldn't be staring at me. You should be listening to what's going on. Slick back hair. You've got 36 seconds, and your time starts now.
I slick back my hair. You can see it right here. I use wax and other products to ensure I can slick back my hair. It's a good style. It was inspired by Dracula and also Johnny Bravo, but he did it with blonde hair. I think slick back hair looks better when you've got dark jet black hair like I have. Oh. Damn it! One day! Paul!
A sudden desire to be somewhere else. It was a little bit of a hesitation.
Yeah,
it was
despair, wasn't it?
Mm. It was despair.
But you know what, though? You've got amazing hair.
Thank you.
Right, that was a good run, though. A very, very good run. And interrupted by Paul, who made a correct challenge, so gets the subject back. Slick back hair, Paul. 14 seconds starting now.
It's a sign of style that you see in the 1950s. Someone like Tony Curtis or indeed James Dean would often appear in films with slicked back hair. I remember once saying to my father, Dad, I want to have slick back hair. And he says, you've got to go to Liechtenstein. Where...
Paul, speaking as a whistle went, gets the point. And Hisham, we're back with you. Technological throwback, this one. Mouse mats. Mm. Yeah, mouse mats. Can you tell us about mouse mats? 60 seconds you've got, it's all yours, and your time starts now.
One might be forgiven for thinking that when you're talking about mouse mats, you're talking about little rugs. Oh.
I mean, I feel mean, but talking about twice was...
You're absolutely right, though. It's the only way to learn. Tough love. I need to grow up.
Do you know what would be tougher? Is if I gave Angela a point for a correct challenge, but just demanded you keep the subject. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, I want to hear a bit more about mouse mats. You've got 53 seconds. Remember, you can't repeat what you've already said on the subject. And your time starts now.
You might be thinking about the little mats that mice would buy for their little houses, but actually, we're talking about the big, thick... I've done it.
I get a buzz.
I could just sense the disappointment with everybody.
At all. What I'm just really enjoying is your internal monologue just coming out. Just
no, I've done it again.
No. Lucy, you're challenged.
Oh, some hesitation, but a gorgeous image of the little tiny mouse.
It's a correct challenge. You get the point, Lucy. And Ishan, you get to keep the subject. So... Okay. 43 seconds starting now.
There are various kinds of mouse mats one can buy. There are flat ones, also others that have thick foam pads for wrists that you rest to use your technological equipment called a mouse, which is used to control a pointer on a computer. The mouse mat...
What did I say?
Paul.
I would like to play the game where I get the correct challenge, but he gets to keep the subject.
The more the merrier, Paul. That's an extra point to you. And Ishan, you've got 24 seconds. Might I remind you that we've heard a lot about how thick the mats are?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel there's so much more.
I was getting very involved in the pointerly nature of it all.
Yeah.
24 seconds.
Right.
Come on, bring it home, my friend, starting now.
There are various types of mouse one can put on a mouse mat. The rollerball type, the infrared type, also the...
Ishan, you actually buzzed yourself then.
Putting myself out of my misery.
What is... I don't normally allow this, but seeing this is your inaugural game of Just a Minute, and...
Really? Does it show?
Only around the edges. I'd like to know your challenge to yourself.
Everything.
It was everything within the rules of Just a Minute, which means you get the point and you get to keep the subject. Oh. 16 seconds, starting now.
It is very important to use a mouse mat to avoid an injury known as RSI, which is repetitive strain. You know the rest. I tried not to say injury again.
Paul, you've challenged.
Can someone please take mouse mats away from me?
I think that's about to happen.
Yes, I think there was a bit of a hesitation there. As we.
I think there was. With 7 seconds remaining.
Oh.
Yep, it's hard, but sometimes we have to make room for other voices. That's what the training module told me. 7 seconds. Paul, you have mouse mats. Take it away.
I have a fine collection of mouse mats at home. Let me enumerate them one by individual. First of all, there is the mouse mat that looks like it was knitted, but in fact...
That was the world's best assist, wasn't it? That was brilliant.
I think I enjoyed that hugely. I make no apologies. Right, we're entering the final round. There's almost relief in that, which... complicated ooze I've ever heard from an audience.
Well, I hope it's mouse mats again.
It's not mouse mats. Oh. No, it's not. It's keyboards. It isn't that. Right, here's your subject, Lucy. Pocket change. What can you tell us about pocket change in 60 seconds, starting now?
Pocket change is what people throw at me when I sing, sometimes quite forcefully, actually. I do not keep pocket change anymore because we've all gone cashless, but I did used to enjoy when your pocket change was at the bottom of your handbag along with tissues and old baby wipes, and it would make quite an effective cosh.
Paul.
So I'm just confused. What's an old baby? And why do you have to wipe them? I thought that would get more as well, actually. Yeah.
So your challenge, Paul, within the rules?
Well, the deviation from Mother Nature as we know it, but I don't think that's right, really. No,
I'd like to, but I'm going to let Lucy keep it.
Absolutely.
So pocket change, 40 seconds remaining. Let's have it, Lucy, starting now.
Pocket change is difficult for women because we never have pockets in our clothing, which is something that infuriates me and also my husband because he has to carry my old baby wipes whenever.
Paul. I didn't think I'd be challenging on this, but is that a repetition of old baby?
27 seconds, correct challenge. Pocket change, please. Paul, starting now.
As Lucy says, it's a cashless society. It was very much something that I lived in the 1980s. I had no money at all. I lived in a bedsit, but that was all right. Pocket change. When you go through...
Ishan, you buzzed.
Lived, a repetition.
Couple of lives.
Yes, absolutely.
I hugely appreciate the cheers, but it feels ever so slightly patronising.
No, I disagree. I think this is a welcoming audience that loves... They know the game is tough and they're welcoming in new blood.
They can't wait to hear more about Mouse Match.
Yes.
Pocket change, that's the subject. 17 seconds and your time starts now.
I once used my pocket change to buy a mouse mat. It was only 27 pence. When you have pocket change, it tends to jingle jangle in your pockets, but also you can buy specific wallets in which to keep the change, and it can be for...
Paul?
So I was sadly hesitation.
Yes. There was a sad hesitation. What's even sadder is there was 1 second remaining.
The pain!
Yeah. Pure pain. That's what this game is. Play it for long enough, it gets into your bones. Just the sadness.
I know, hit the crossbar. Wow.
Oh, listen, Paul, it was a correct challenge. What can I say? You've got 1 second on pocket change starting now.
Sixpence.
Well, that's all we have time for. Let's have a look at those all-important final scores. Ishan slightly trailing. We've got Andrew in third place, Lucy just ahead in second, and out in front, Paul Merton. And then, my lovelies, I'm afraid we've got to leave you, but first of all, thank you to all of our players of this tricky game. Paul Merton, Lucy Porter, Ishan Akbar and Angela Barnes. We are indebted to Ian Messiter and Mr. Nicholas Parsons, and we also thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately in my lugholes. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and it was a BBC Studios production, and this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you, wherever you are, for listening to our show, and do join us again next time we play Just a Minute. Thank you.